Hey, what's good, y'all? This is your boy Major, the host of HoodHype.com, the home of the hottest underground talent on the internet. Today, man, we got another fire show lined up for y'all. We touching all four points of the country today, baby. We got cats coming out of ATL, LA, and Detroit. And we also got our first artist from B-More. That's right, y'all. Baltimore, Maryland is in the building today. But to kick it off, man, we coming with my man Detroit Red. And the name of this track is called Still Drinking. And he got a little help on this one, man. He got a dude by the name of Archbishop and Sands on this track with him. And this is a track that I can personally relate to, man, because I don't know about y'all, man, but I get my drink on. That's for sure. Yeah, you know, every weekend, shit, through the damn week too, it don't matter for me, man. I definitely get my drink on. And so this track out here, man, is dedicated to all them alcoholics that's listening to us. And Detroit Red's album is called The Affiliates. The record label is Third Rail Records, and if you want to holler at Detroit Red, you can get at him at Detroit Red, that's spelled out exactly how it sounds, at thirdrailrecords.com, and that's 3RD, then railrecords.com. So hit him up, man. Check him out. If you're feeling this song, man, holler at him and see how you can get a copy of that CD. But we about to get into Still Drinking right now on HoodHype.com.
Yeah. I'm still drinking. Dog, I'm way past tipsy. And I'm still drinking. I'm feeling sick to my stomach. And I'm still drinking. Ain't no way I'm slowing up past the fifth pole. They say that old men dream dreams. Young men have visions. My visions are my reality. Just keep me wishing that it was two of me so I could get twice as big. Or drink myself under the table bed, past the bed. My cable's off behind a bottle of rum. No TV, nothing left to do but get drunk. White people call it sloshed or trash. Black people say they toasted, they gone, tore down or they smashed. But whatever I call it, I spend what's left in my wallet to get another drink or two, like I'm a damn alcoholic. I know it bothers my people how my liver's withstanding the serious damage I do to it. I ain't no amateur, I'm a professional drinker, yeah. Tipping my cup. And I keep tipping them up until I'm nice and fucked up. So stop babysitting your drink, you bastard. They're making towers at the bar out of all of my shot glasses. Oh, I just lost my job and I'm still drinking. 3 days in the county and I'm still drinking. I'm about to get evicted and I'm still drinking. Baby mama talking shit and I'm still drinking. I had one too many and I'm still drinking. Dog, I'm way past tipsy and I'm still drinking. I'm feeling sick to my stomach and I'm still drinking.
Parking lot, taking shots every single weekend. Like without Gavassi, ain't not how that sound. Fill my chest 100 proof and blow your fucking house down like boom.
I just lost my job and I'm still drinking. 3 days in the county and I'm still drinking. I'm about to get evicted and I'm still drinking. Baby mama talking shit and I'm still drinking. I had one too many and I'm still drinking. Dog, I'm way past tipsy and I'm still drinking. I'm feeling sick to my stomach and I'm still drinking. Ain't no way I'm slowing up. Past the fifth, pour a cup. I just lost my job and I'm still drinking. 3 days in the county and I'm still drinking.
All right, everybody, you know what time it is. Let's catch up with my man Fro and see what's popping this week in the hood.
Hey, what up, Fro?
What up?
What's popping this week, Playboy?
All kind of things, man. First of all, RIP Big Smalls, the notorious B.I.G. You know, wanted to get that out there. I mean, he was one of the greatest, so just wanted to get that out there. Moving forward, I got to let you know about the Dave Chappelle show, man. Dave Chappelle Black Party.
Oh, was it hot?
Instant classic. That shit is hilarious.
It's like that, man. I'm a fucking loser, dog. I still ain't seen that shit, man.
Yeah. He, man, between the performances, his stand-up of keeping the crowd warm and everything, and just Dave being Dave, just talking shit, you know, you gotta see it. You gotta see that.
All right, man, I'm about to get out this weekend for sure, then.
For sure. Let's see, what else? Got some good news for Steve Murder, brother of Master P and Super Shocker, Louisiana Supreme Court. Started on Friday, March 10th to overturn his conviction. He's going to be out on bail. He's either going to be tried or he's just going to let it go.
Okay. That's cool. I know he's been fighting that case real hard, you know what I'm saying? So I guess all that shit paid off for him.
For sure, back and forth.
That's cool.
But it's another rapper out. I'm loving it.
I feel you.
What else? Big things coming from Jay-Z. He just signed a deal to open a few more of the 40-40 clubs, one in Shanghai, Tokyo, and Hong Kong. So, I mean, smaller business owners and entrepreneurs and all that, they can take a lesson from this dude. He don't never stop moving, man. I love that. I love his hustle.
Yeah, that 40-40 that shit growing, dog. I mean, they already opened Atlantic City one was last year?
For sure, yeah.
Now they doing it overseas? That's big. That's real big.
For sure.
Shit, shots to Jay.
Going back to the Miller family, Master P and Tootsie Soccer, they got their sentence for them Memphis charges that they caught this past summer. They was on the campus and got pulled over by some campus cops, and they had a couple pieces in the car that were loaded, and they weren't registered in that state, so they got community service, I think 40 hours or something like that, and like a little fine, but happily they don't have to go in while their brother's getting out. So like Graf say though, you got no felony, get your gun license.
I feel you. What's popping, man?
Did you see Barry Bonds dressed up as Fallout Abdul?
Yeah, man, I saw that shit, man. Dude look crazy as hell.
What you think about that?
I mean, you know how I feel about the whole men dressing up as women shit, but for Barry Bonds, man, that's a serious motherfucker, man. So to see him show any type of humor was different. So I don't really know what his motive is for it, but his teammates seem to like that shit, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I found it interesting that happened the week before this book came out about, you know, how they found the schedule of his steroid use and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of whack how that happened. You know, he's showing a different side. They talk about how cold he is and everything, like you said. And then he acts like this, you know, loosens up for the spring training and stuff. And then, bam, the book come out.
And that book is on some bullshit, too, man. Oh man, what they were saying was crazy to me, man. You tell me, man. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, all these cats, man, that had the steroid rumors. Then, you know, everybody says it make you stronger, you can lift more weights, blase, splee, whatever. But then when it gets to Barry Bonds, man, these motherfuckers said steroids improved his eyesight. I ain't never heard that shit in my life, though. They said it helped his eyesight. Like he got 20/40 bionic eyes or something. I don't understand, but to me, that just pissed me off because plus they said that he was taking steroids in front of them. And Barry Bonds don't like reporters, so why the fuck he gonna shoot up steroids in front of some reporters?
Exactly.
It made no sense, man. Garbage.
It don't make no sense. When it all comes down to it, you still gotta put a round bat on a round ball going 115 miles an hour. So I don't really care about steroids messing up the game and all that, but I do think that they press this dude too much. You know?
Hell yeah, they do.
They wonder why they got a mean nigga at him.
Hell yeah. Cat was the best player in the game 10 years before, even if he did take the motherfuckers. He was still the best baseball player for at least 7-8 years anyway. So,
exactly.
No, it made no difference.
What up? Over in London, England, I guess they got a little rowdy over there, but it wasn't the soccer hooligans. A couple cats got shot up at a Kanye concert in London. I guess that they were refused entrance, and so they started bucking at the security guards. So they get wild over there, man. I ain't never even expected it to happen like that.
That's crazy. Kanye got London thugging. That's crazy. That's fucked up. That's something I never thought I would hear. That's wild.
Got them in their pink polos with their burning stuff.
Oh, man. That's... That shit crazy, dude. That's crazy as hell. And shoot, man, just I got throwing real quick, man. I know it's a little bit late, but shots to 3-6 Mafia, man, for taking home the motherfucking Oscar. That shit got hit with a lot of controversy, man, but I just had to throw that in there. I was happy to see hip hop kick in another motherfucking door. So
no doubt.
I was loving that.
I would have liked to see Terrence Howard do the performance, but yeah, no doubt. I'm a big props to them.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's it, man. I'm been under the weather a little bit lately, so I'm gonna cut it off right there.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. You ain't the only one, man. Cole been kicking
another
my ass.
30 minutes.
Shoot, man. All right, then, bro. I'm gonna get at you next week.
All right, bro.
All right, man. One. All right, man, that's what it is. Another action-packed week in the hip-hop world. But now, man, we about to go ahead and spin our second track of the day. And up next is Eternal, which is actually a group. And the name of this track is called Breath by Breath. And these cats is out of Los Angeles, California. And just want to let y'all know, man, this ain't your typical L.A., you know, West Coast track, man. This ain't no G-Funk and ain't got no funk type of vibe to it. This shit right here is just real... real gritty, man, a grimy ass track, and there's something you really wouldn't expect to hear from the West Coast, but I'm feeling it nonetheless. If you want to holler at Eternal, man, you can get at them at jspacebeats@gmail.com, and that's spelled out exactly how it sounds. And the name of their album is Soul of the West Mixtape. So we about to go ahead and roll into Breath by Breath right now. Check it out.
Sick with wit, razor sharp. Blessed with a vision you can see in the dark. Plus, I was born with an extra heart. Scorned as a youngin', I got extra art. Taught to stay quiet and suppress that part. When pressure make a diamond, let the shining start. Amazing what you find when you grind it hard. It's chemistry, the movement, we a shining star. For lost souls in the flood, we provide the art. And insight for survival, cause we see that far. Belief in victory, you can win that war. As long as you know what you're fighting for. I explore the scene so my brain is getting thicker. I study the teens and their pain is much sicker. I'm working on vaccines, I need to work quicker. Cause the vision in my dreams just seems to get realer. The world getting iller. Cream is the killer like a motherfucking stiller. It'll take your soul. But breath by breath we rhyme for control. Mind control in this shit till death. Left, right, left. Standing with my soldiers neck to neck. We demand respect. Breath by breath, we demand respect. Breath by breath, we put the world in check.
I'm feeling like the desperado in the middle of the ball. Blast niggas lyrically, leave them emotionally scarred. You know this nigga's raw, slicing through you like a saw. Still down for a brawl, but still a man of the law. An 80s baby, raising his words so shady. Poverty and genocide been shaking me lately. An only way to escape, to find a group of young niggas to relate. We about to eat up everything on our plate. I'm getting tired of this nice guy shit. I will smash a damn snot kid, I plot shit. Sicker than some rot shit. Bash a fucking skull with a hock stick. Leave you in the alleys where the bums piss. Stay on that shark shit. Your future blacker than pitch. We fixed the glitch. Now these haters taking a hit, and that's their stench. I see you shaking, you got nervous hints. I see you breaking, dog, your soul intense. I see you faking, man,
you
false
educated,
shit.
Thinking how to stack my funds larger. Cause in this new millennium, survival's a lot harder. Government versus my people, it's a slaughter. So we thug life moving 10 years harder and smarter. The pride of the Panthers, but we hate the pigs harsher. Yo, one of free took, you should've took the governator's daughter. An educated scholar, but on the mic, I'm a monster. Hungry for black power, more cheese than a fucking lasagna. A real nigga's a black man with honor who won't fold under pressure. Respected by backpackers, Black Panthers, and college professors. Like Bobby still on the Senate floor holding the gauge. How much fear I cause when I put my pen to the page. The system went half my niggas in the grave or a cage. Only some gon' get paid, the rest make it by day. Today. So I say fuck the world, ride for the cause to die, throwing grenades. United we rise, divided we fall back in
the
slave.
The world getting iller, cream is the killer like a motherfucking stiller. It'll take your soul, but breath by breath we rhyme for control. Mind control, in this shit till death, left right left. Standing with my soldiers neck to neck, we demand respect. Breath by breath, we demand respect. Breath by breath, we put the world in check.
CNN, NBC, MTV, and MP3s are all on the same road that lead through me. They all give false views of what it means to be a living, breathing soul in this society. Hold it in, internally cry with me. Cry with dry eye, let doves deliver witness. If I'm preaching to the choir, can I get a witness? If you wanna be a killer, I'ma kill ya. If you wanna be a pimp, I'ma pimp ya. If you wanna be a gangster, I'ma shank ya. If you wanna be the future, I'ma thank you. I got medicine if you think you're sicker than me. You'll get a clue, don't take everything I say literally. You'll keep it real, I'm practicing making and keeping the meal. We ain't eat yet, cause we still cooking the meal.
The world getting iller, cream is the killer. Like a motherfucking stiller, it'll take your soul. But breath by breath, we rhyme for control. Mind control, in this shit till death. Left, right, left, standing with my soldiers, neck to neck. We demand respect. Breath by breath, we demand respect. Breath by breath, we put the world in check.
Breath by breath.
Come take a ride with me, you know. Sit back and cruise. Let's go.
Sipping my drink, you know it is right now.
Under the cap, eyes sleep on the tracks, beating out the back. Multiple stacks are beating out these tracks. Watching people run laps, trying to get where I'm at. You know it's kinda hard being the boy the cat. Caters want me to fall off, shit, imagine that. So I keep with the pen in my glass of head, trying to keep the boys in blue from harassing again. My eyes rest low on the count of the drove, and my pocket swole, so that air counts to the hose. Roll down the window, you see a cloud of smoke. The color purple, but not the movie though. But one thing's for sure, I stay doing my thing. Candy paint tripping, riding with a gangster lean. Everywhere I'm seen, they see I'm riding clean, while I sing what the chorus sing, and it goes.
I'm just sipping my drink, you know it is riding it old school.
Riding through the streets to check out my kinfolk. Trap, murder, and rain, yeah, that's my people. Make a left on Ramsey Street to visit Mom Deuce and pick up a plate. She always know a boy coming through. Make a left on College Lake. What's happening? Holla at K and Lil Dre. Yeah, they still rapping. Dreams to make it big ain't too far away. Keep banging, lil niggas, y'all gon' kill it one day. Hub yakking, roll my boy Rob still chilling. A couple 211s got no feeling what he feeling. Back to Cliffdale and turn off 070 first. And a couple hoes to get massages cause my feet hurt. Cruise down Skybow, headed back to Rose Hill. To holla at wine and smoke a blunt and chill. Drive down to Federal State, feeling good, feeling great. Thump a little outcast in the way. Cause I'm just
sipping my drink, you know it is day. And riding it old school. I'm just sipping my drink and blowing his day. And riding that old school. I'm just sipping my drink and just smoking my. I'm just sipping my day. I'm just sipping my drink and blowing his day. And riding that old school. I'm just sipping my. I'm just sipping.
Yeah, yeah, we just hit y'all with a back-to-back real quick. And that second track that y'all heard was Candy Paint. And the artist on that one was NK the Great. And that's one of them smooth, you know, spring, summertime bangers, man. And that track really got me in the mood, man. Because over here in Michigan, we done had some pretty good weather these last couple days, man. So I'm already, you know, looking forward to that warm weather and seeing them cars on the 22s and the 24s out there with that Candy Paint. You know, seeing the cats out there doing it big. So that cut is real smooth, man. And the name of his album is called Riding Music. And if you want to hit him up, you can get at him at NK the Great, which is NKTHA Great at hotmail.com. And that's my man coming out of ATL, Georgia. And I want to let all our listeners know, man, go check out the March issue of Spin Magazine. And if you go to that Spin Essential section, I don't remember what page number it is, but flip through the magazine, look for Spin Essentials, and you're going to see your boys, hoodhype.com, up in there. So we doing it big, man. They, you know, feeling what we doing. So go out there and pick up that issue if y'all haven't got it yet. But now, man, we about to go ahead and get into our final track of the day. And our last track, man, is from Neff. And he's from B-More. This is the dude I was telling y'all about coming out of Baltimore, Maryland. And the name of this track is called Broken Dreams. And this is a raw-ass cut, man. This, you know, this track got a lot of harsh reality in it. Kind of harsh reality that MCs, you know, might have to deal with one day. Because the message in this song, man, is like, you know, what would you do or what you gonna do if you, you know, realize one day that shit, it just ain't gonna happen for you. You know what I'm saying? This whole rap thing, being an MC, what if that shit just ain't gonna jump off? And, you know, how you gonna deal with it? And that's a cold reality that a lot of artists really have to deal with, man. Because when you think about the hip-hop game, really only a handful, you know, of these MCs really make it to that elite level of being known, you know, doing videos, doing big tours, all that shit that goes along with it. The real majority of MCs out here, you know, do it and put in all that work, but most of them really ain't gonna see that level. It's kind of just like the fucking NBA, man, the NFL. You got all these people, you know, striving for that dream, but what happens when that dream, you know, when that dream breaks on you and it just don't pop? So this track is real, man. It's ill as hell. If you want to check him out, man, you can go to crimsoneyez.com, and he spells that crimzoneyez.com, and the label is the Crimson Eyes Group. So we about to roll into that track, man, to close things out today. Let's go.
You 33, still slinging dirt in the streets with no luck. The first to squeeze, you broke fuck with no bucks. You work the streets, you host truck. Think you'll blow up when you post up and grind. Your dream won't die. Still thinking crack and thrive. You would pass your prime. Life is past you by. Matter of fact, we laughed you. The trap's a lie. Motherfuckers can't let go. It's trap or die. Realize when you wake up to the fact you don't have shit. Look through broken windows, see your dreams shattered. Can't grasp the fact you're hustling backwards. Real life strikes like a swing from a savage. Your ass sees it, ain't never gonna be shit. Stuck in the streets, never gonna leave, kid. Never proceed, never gonna reap shit. I fear what I wrote might be me, kid. Sometimes I think, yo, I'm never gonna make it. Never see a thing but the bottom of my grave. Rap is such a dream in time that'll fade away. Gotta follow my dream, can't let it go to waste. Still I doubt, yo, will I ever catch a break? Before I catch a case or before I catch a stray. At times I question this shit to this day. On my grind, just another black bitch and yay. Block with ashy hands and a runny nose. Feet sore from the cold, out pumping holes. In bummy clothes, money slow is a no-go. So broke when it's due, niggas know the struggle. So you wanna stand while I'm standing in the fucking cold. Duckin' old, could be working on my fucking flow. This is nothing, yo, but my number's low. This is not life to me, son, I love the flow. Fuck it, though, I actually rather be in the booth. If you ask me, track me, I need the loot. This is agony, can't fuck with my beats and loops. In the streets and loops till I'm deep into the dirt. The truth hurts, this is life, my nigga, I move work. Son, I wish I was living a life of cool hurt. Spitting on the mic or just writing some new work. This can't be light, pitch white and I shoot first. Sometimes I think, yo, I'm never gonna make it. Never see a thing but the bottom of my grave. Rap is such a dream in time that'll fade away. Gotta follow my dream, can't let it go to waste. Still I doubt, yo, will I ever catch a break? Before I catch a case or before I catch a stray. At times I question this shit to this day. On my grind, just another black bitch and yay. Never stab a nigga that can't get away. Fuck that, yo, a nigga can't live this way. Yo, I draw straight, J's come from all ways. Shit is all day, the top is a long way away. From the block where we are, yeah.
Can't stop till I'm shot or I fall prey. In a box or I'm locked with a car stay. Rot in a hallway, a hot as Kanye.
All right, fam, I'm about to hit the door and get up out of here for the day. Before I leave, though, man, want to do a quick giveaway for our listeners. The first couple of people, man, that can hit us up at info@hoodhype.com and tell me the second artist that was played in episode 8. That's right, y'all. I'm going to dig back a little bit, man. Take it back a ways and see who's been listening from the giddy up. But the first person, or not the first person, but the first couple of people who can email us at info@hoodhype.com and let us know who that second artist was is going to get a hoodhype.com t-shirt. And the t-shirts are looking real tight, I must say. Now, we got the black tee with the white printing on it. Shits look real tight. So we're going to go ahead and mail that out to whoever can get that information in. Want to remind people, go to our website and vote for these artists. Let us know, you know, who you're feeling the most. We got a rating system out there. You can rate the artists, you know, anywhere from 1 to 5. And go ahead and get your votes in for this show and any past episode. Also, go to podcast.yahoo.com and go to iTunes.com and throw us some votes so we can keep moving up those charts. I want to remind people, man, check out smoothbeats.com for some of the finest hip-hop and rap music you're going to hear on the internet. Also, you can check us out on Smooth Beats every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, go to Hip Hop Directory. Check them out, man. Basically, the Google of the internet, man. Anything you're looking for as far as hip-hop, R&B music, whatever, man. Go to hiphopdirectory.com, and they'll steer you in the right direction. If you want to email me directly, hit me up at major@hoodhype.com. If you want to email the site, it's info@hoodhype.com. Come on out to the message boards, man. Register. You know, come on there and post and let us know how you feel about the show, or call us up at the Hype Line at 313-406-7577. But that's about it for me, man. I'm gonna check y'all next week with the next episode. You know how we do it, man. We're gonna have 4 more fire ones for y'all next time. But until then, this is your boy Major signing off. One.
This show has been a Mac Major production.